Hello and welcome to our program today. I will be reading from the Consumer Reports for the months of July and August here on Sight Into Sound Radio. I'd like to start today with the an article about chicken. The title of the article is The Great Chicken Taste Off. Those perfectly plump rotisserie chickens at the grocery store seem like the ticket to a fast meal, but are they as tasty as they look? Are they healthy? And what about the plastic packaging? We tested chickens from 10 stores to find out which birds deserve a spot in your cart. On those days when you can hardly bear to think about what's for dinner, a golden brown rotisserie chicken from the supermarket is an easy solution. Pair it with a starch and a salad and you have a balanced meal on your hands without even turning on the oven. But maybe you've wondered which stores have the best tasting options, or you're curious about the sodium content or the safety of the plastic packaging. CR's food experts did too. So they evaluated rotisserie chickens from 10 stores, including Costco, Sam's Club, and Whole Foods Market for nutrition and taste. We found one big surprise. Plenty of shoppers are loyal to Costco's rotisserie chicken, but our testers found that the Sam's Club version had the best flavor overall. We also tested both the packages and the meat for chemicals found in plastic, such as bisphenol A and phthalates. We have mostly good news about your go-to weekend meal. Whew. More stores sell chicken in plastic bags that are open at the top or in containers with clear lids, so that you can peer inside to see what you're getting. Pick one with an overall golden color. Check that the skin is smooth, not shriveled, which could mean it's been sitting a little too long. Finding a pool of cooking liquid at the bottom of the bag isn't a problem, though. Poultry releases moisture during cooking and while it rests. And it's some stores put a time stamp on the package so you can tell how long it's been sitting there. If there isn't one, ask when the most recent batch was set out. Finally, lift the packages to compare their weight. Many of the chickens we bought for our testing weighed more than what the label claimed. Whole Foods chickens, for example, weighed on average a whole pound more. So instead of spending $5.14 per pound, we spent only $3.26. This is often done intentionally. Meat labeling laws require a net weight statement, she says, and to meet that requirement, it's easier for manufacturers to ensure all chickens exceed the net weight. Now, the sodium story is another thing, that most rotisserie chickens are injected with a solution, brine, containing salt or sodium ingredients such as sodium phosphate before cooking. In our test, only the Whole Foods chickens weren't. This reduces water loss during cooking so that the meat stays juicier, but it also ups the sodium content of the meat, and too much sodium can raise the risk of hypertension. Chicken is naturally low in sodium, about 50 to 100 milligrams in 3 ounces. Stores don't have to provide nutritional information for rotisserie chicken, but among the ones in our tests that did, the listed amount for sodium was 250 to 460 milligrams. The recommended daily limit is 2,300 milligrams. When we tested the chicken for sodium in the lab, the levels were generally lower than the store's values. In some cases, they varied widely between the two samples tested. For example, one sample of ShopRite's chicken tested at 30% less sodium, while the other had 69% less. Wegmans offered an explanation for why sodium counts may be different from what's claimed. A spokesperson said that the sodium on the label represents the maximum amount that could be in a serving, but actual sodium may be lower depending on the amount of injection solution used. Brines often contain other ingredients such as sugar, natural flavors, and carrageenan. That's to help with moisture retention. Some research has linked carrageenan to the development of inflammatory bowel disease and ulcerative colitis. Though it's difficult to avoid brines, you may want to check labels and choose a chicken that uses one with fewer ingredients. Now, the plastics issue is researched here. It's well established that compounds found in plastic containers can leach into the food, especially hot foods, which is what prompted CR scientists to test for common contaminants, per and polyfluoroalkyl substances, abbreviated PFAs, biphenols such as BPAs, and phthalates. Exposure to those has been linked to a growing list of health problems, including hormone distribution, inflammation, impaired immune response, thyroid disease, and some cancers. We're happy to report that we didn't detect PFAs in any chicken packaging or chicken meat. We did find biphenols in packaging from 5 retailers, but not in any samples of the meat. 4 of those retailers sold their chickens in packaging labeled as free of BPA. Hannaford, Stop and Shop, the Fresh Market, and Whole Foods. We also found a BPA alternative in Stop and Shop and the Fresh Market packaging. We contacted the retailers that made BPA-free claims. Hannaford and Stop and Shop, owned by the same company, said that their suppliers confirmed the packaging contained no intentionally added BPA and that they're conducting independent testing. Now, phthalates were a different story. We found them in all of the packaging and in the meat from all the chickens except ShopRite's. But the levels in the meat were well below CR's level of concern in all but 2 cases. The samples we tested from Costco and Walmart had the highest amount of DEHP, one of the few phthalates for which health-based limits have been set. The levels we found weren't high enough to pose a health risk for adults unless someone ate a lot of those chickens. But with 978 nanograms in 3 ounces, the levels were above the 600 nanograms per day limit our experts consider safe for young children. It's worth noting, though, that the Costco and Walmart chickens had much lower DEHP levels than many other foods CR has tested. We asked Costco and Walmart for comment on our findings. Walmart, which owns Sam's Club, said, "We are committed to providing safe, high-quality products and work continuously with our suppliers to review and ensure standards are met." Costco didn't respond to our outreach. Now, chicken winners. For our blind taste test, CR evaluated rotisserie chickens from 10 stores. Our secret shoppers bought samples at up to 3 different locations on different days and delivered them immediately to our lab so that our experts could taste them while they were still warm. You really can't go wrong with any of these chickens, but a few stood out as delicious enough to serve on their own, while others may be better suited for use in soups, stews, sandwiches, and salads. The retailers are listed in alphabetical order within those categories, and the nutrition information is for 3 ounces. We also show the results of CR's sodium test for 2 samples of each chicken tested. And the best overall, the top pick, was Sam's Club members Mark Seasoned Rotisserie Chicken, $4.98 for 3 pounds. And it says a paprika rub gave the bird a beautiful bronze color. The meat was very moist and juicy with a deep roasted flavor and hints of onion and garlic. Calories 130. Now, the sodium in the tested samples was 172 milligrams and 253 milligrams. The brine included natural flavors, salt, sodium, phosphate, and sugar. Costco Kirkland Signature Seasoned Rotisserie Chicken was $4.99 for 3 pounds and one of the plumpest birds in our test. The meat was moist and well seasoned, although the saltiness varied in the samples we tested. The calories 140, sodium in the test 112 and 194. The brine included carrageenan, salt, sodium, phosphate, and sugar. Stop and Shop was also in the best overall, and it was $7.99 for 1.75 pounds, $4.57 per pound. The skin was shriveled and two samples appeared almost burnt, but the chicken tasted a lot better than it looked. The meat was very flavorful and tender. Walmart traditional fully cooked rotisserie chicken was $5.97 for 2.5-pound chicken. The meat was well seasoned with hints of lemon and rosemary, and the texture was moist and tender. Wegmans whole roasted chicken, plain, $9.99 for a 2-pound or 2.13-pound chicken, a good choice for purists. The sea salt only seasoning let the roasted chicken flavor shine through. It was paler in appearance than the others in our test, and the calorie count was 180. Then we go to Whole Foods Market Classic Rotisserie Chicken, $8.99 for 1.75-pound chicken. The only seasonings were salt and cracked black pepper, which added some heat. The meat was a bit drier than the others in this category, but still tender and very flavorful. Now we look at the ones that are better for use in recipes. BJ's Wellesley Farm whole rotisserie chicken was $4.99 for a 3-pound chicken. This one had a fairly mild flavor, and the meat was on the dry side and slightly chewy. Then we have Hannaford Original Rotisserie Chicken at $7.99 for 1.88-pound chicken. The chickens we tested had a varied appearance, from pale golden skin to almost burnt. The meat tasted a little bit salty and was on the dry side. Retailer didn't provide nutrition information. Then we have ShopRite Bowl and Basket All Natural Whole Rotisserie Chicken, and it is $7.99 for a 2-pound chicken. The well-seasoned roasted flavor stood out, but the texture varied, with two samples being slightly dry and chewy. And the last one in this list, the Fresh Market Roasted Natural Chicken, was $8.99 for a 1.6-pound chicken. The very mild flavor didn't wow our tasters, and the texture was slightly dry. Now, we've reached a halfway point in our program. This is a good opportunity for me to remind you that you're listening to Consumer Reports on Sight Into Sound Radio. You can listen to Sight Into Sound on HD4 on 88.7 KUHF, channel 8.5 on TV, streaming on your computer or smartphone as well as your smart speaker. You can also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at sightintosound.org. We are Sight Into Sound Radio since 1967. And now I'd like to continue with how to heat and store the rotisserie chicken that you buy. Once you get your chicken home, here's how to prep it for the best results, whether you're serving it now or later. To serve right away, be sure to eat the chicken within 2 hours after you purchase it to prevent bacterial growth. To serve it later, transfer the chicken from its plastic packaging to a covered container and refrigerate it within 2 hours. Don't reheat the chicken in its original packaging, even if the package says it's okay, to limit the risk of plastic compounds leaching into the meat. When reheating, place the chicken in a Dutch oven with a half cup of water, cover and cook in a 350-degree oven with the internal temperature reaching 165. That's about 20 to 25 minutes. Remove the lid for an additional 5 minutes to crisp the skin, or you can use an air fryer. Cooking times depend on the wattage. Skip the microwave. Its quick cooking can cause leftover chicken to take on a pungent smell and become rubbery and dry. For leftovers, debone the chicken while it's still warm. Refrigerate it in a covered container for up to 4 days. After that, throw it away. Or freeze the chicken within 4 days of purchase. Use within 4 months for the best flavor. This next article is Adaptive Kitchen Tools. First of all, gadgets that help you grab, grip, and get it done. Over time, grip strength and dexterity naturally decline. Injuries or conditions like arthritis can further limit range of motion. Suddenly, tasks you never thought twice about, putting on shoes, making a sandwich, may become frustrating. Sarah Kovac, consulting editor on CR's new Aging and Accessibility coverage, notes that as we age into ability drift, we can rest assured that there are helpful tools out there. Kovac has a disability that limits the use of her arms. She points out that the disabled community has been finding solutions their whole lives for issues many folks only begin to experience as they age. Here are some of those solutions. These picks, which make it safer and simpler to chop vegetables, drain pasta, toss salads, and more, are recommended by Chloe Valentine, a writer who loves to cook and does so with one hand. First one featured is the Fanwer Adaptive One-Handed Cutting Board. It's $42. This board has guardrails to hold whatever you're working with in place, a slice of toast while you butter it, for example, plus a mandolin that fits right in when you need it, and it won't slide around the counter. The second one is a Danska Ultra Chop All-in-One Vegetable Chopper. It's $50. Chopping is challenging if you have hand issues. With this device, you just place the vegetable on the cutting surface and lower the lid. Voila, a perfect chop. The next one featured is the Finamil Classic Rechargeable Grinder, and it's $90. Now, filling and using a regular pepper, salt, or a spice grinder requires multiple twists and precision pouring. A wide-mouth refillable pod is much easier to work with, and this device grinds with the press of a button. Next is the Swedish Steak Knife for $38. The angular handle and curve of the blade give you plenty of cutting power with minimal force. The fifth one, Yvoir Clip-On Strainer for $13. It attaches to any pot, and you can drain the contents straight into the sink with one hand. It can even handle heavy foods like potatoes. Another one is the Hotech Mini Silicone Kitchen Tongs for $10. They are not just strong graspers. These little tongs make detail work like separating cold cuts, getting pickles out of the jar, or tossing noodles much easier. And the last one featured is the Farberware Spoonula. It's like a spatula, multi-tool scoop for $10. No more reaching for a new utensil when you change tasks. This versatile tool is designed to address multiple needs. It can be used to flip, stir, scoop, scrape, and saute. And the last one here is a reacher tool. Now, trying to grab a roll of paper towels from a top shelf or retrieve a pen that rolled under the couch can feel like mission impossible. Reacher grabber tools with trigger-operated claws safely extend your range and help you avoid risky bending, stretching, and climbing. Our top picks have comfortable ergonomic grips and strong, stable claws. CR's highest-rated model, the Grabber Buddy, which is pictured here, stands out because its grip has grooves for each finger, which helps add control, strength, and stability. And the two recommended options were the Grabber Buddy for $22 with a score of 74 and the Zayed Reacher Grabber Tool for $10 with a 71 score. Now, this topic is entitled How to Hear the TV Better. If you're often pausing to ask, what did he just say? These fixes might provide the answer. Adjust the audio settings. Many people aren't comfortable playing around with the TV settings, but it's worthwhile if you're having trouble hearing, says Jim Wilcox, one of CR's TV and tech experts. Most TVs now have the ability to boost the clarity of dialogue. Just go to the menu, click Settings, look for Audio or Sound, and check for available presets with names like Dialogue, Speech Boost, or Voice Clarity. Also make sure that Night Mode, which flattens out volume so loud noises are more hushed, is turned off. Don't worry about tweaking the wrong thing. It's almost impossible to mess things up, he says. If you don't like the results, you can just restore the manufacturer's default settings. get a sound bar. If the adjustments like we just mentioned don't work for you, a small self-contained speaker system that boosts the TV's audio could help. Most models have built-in voice enhancement technology. At the very top of our ratings is the Samsung overall score of 87, but $1,198. But the LG is nearly as good and half as expensive. The LG is $625 versus the price of the Samsung, $1,198. Then consider headphones. A set of noise-canceling Bluetooth headphones with great sound quality can enhance TV dialogue. The over-ear Sennheiser Ascentum Plus and Soundcore Space A40 earbuds get high marks for sound quality in our test. Something else to consider, Apple AirPods Pro received an overall score of 74, and they're $200. They have a function that can turn them into over-the-counter hearing aids, which might help those with mild to moderate hearing loss. This next article is being ready for an emergency. You're ready for anything kit. Keep these necessities nearby in case there's a power outage or you have to evacuate. Water and food. Set aside a gallon of water per person per day, plus some for pets, shelf-stable food such as canned goods and snack bars, and a can opener. Plan for a 3-day supply if you need to evacuate, or a 2-week supply if you're staying at home. Now, also, medications, hygiene essentials. If you need to leave home, pack a first aid kit, a 7-day supply of prescription medicines, medical gear such as hearing aids, prescription eyewear, and CPAP machine, non-prescription medications such as pain relievers, and personal hygiene items such as soap, toothbrush, etc. For electronics, don't forget portable chargers. Backup batteries and rechargeable battery packs are helpful too. Pack a flashlight with extra working batteries and a battery-powered or hand-crank radio. Some radios have flashlights and USB charging ports or cables built in. For your personal documents and money, you'll need copies of passports, birth certificates, home deed or lease, and insurance policies, as well as proof of address, emergency contacts, a medication list, and pertinent medical information, local maps, credit cards, and cash. Now, free streaming services. Date night with a great movie doesn't have to cost a dime. Free streaming services like Pluto TV, Roku Channel, and Tubi offer a large selection of films and TV shows, plus a growing lineup of original content. Most smart TVs now include free streaming content of their own built into the set. And don't overlook the power of your library card, which gives you access to options on Hoopla and Canopy. Now, use these services to enjoy older TV services and classic movies, and they are BLKFAM offers a curated mix of movies, TV shows, kids programming, and lifestyle content aimed at Black audiences. It provides inclusive, family-friendly viewing with a strong emphasis on representation and community storytelling. Then Hoopla and Canopy, spelled with a K. These services are available through participating libraries and, in Canopy's case, universities. You can borrow movies, TV shows, music, audiobooks, and comics. Your participating institution will typically set limits on how many titles you can access each month. Philo, P-H-I-L-O. As a paid service, Philo is an inexpensive way to access more than 70 channels from a variety of partners, but the service also has an expansive free tier where non-subscribers can access a wide rotating selection of TV shows, movies, and live channels. Pluto TV, Paramount's free service, combines on-demand movies and TV shows with hundreds of live channels organized by genre, including news, sports, and entertainment. Its cable-like interface makes it easy to browse curated streams without a subscription. Roku Channel. The Roku Channel provides a wide range of on-demand movies, TV shows, live channels, and the company's own originals. And then the last one is Tubi, T-U-B-I. Fox owns Tubi, which hosts a library of movie titles and TV episodes from Lionsgate, MGM, Paramount Pictures, and Warner Brothers, as well as networks such as A&E, BBC, Lifetime, and Starz. It gets access to many Fox shows after they broadcast, and it also produces its own Tubi originals. And that concludes our program for today. I've been reading from the July-August issue of Consumer Reports. I'm Beverly Hicks, and this has been a production of Sight into Sound Radio, Houston, Texas.
You are listening to Audio Journal, a proud member of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network.
This is Bird Note. Osprey are impressive birds of prey with a wingspan more than 5 feet across. They primarily eat fish. And this bird is delivering a fresh catch to his mate and chicks. Osprey pairs construct large, open stick nests, and they'll keep adding new material year after year. An established nest can get up to 6 feet wide and 12 feet tall. While the ospreys only occupy the upper portion of this structure, other birds take up residence below. For decades, researchers have observed small songbirds raising their young inside active osprey nests. Cavity nesting species like house sparrows and European starlings seem right at home in the stick structure's nooks and crannies. This unexpected living arrangement is a classic example of a survival strategy called protective nesting. Nesting birds, be they songbirds or raptors, must always be on the alert for egg-eating predators. But with pescatarians in the penthouse suite, the nest's smaller tenants get 24-hour security without ending up on the menu themselves. And if a raccoon dares to approach, they'll make sure the ospreys hear about it. There's nothing quite like a good neighbor. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel.
Welcome to Everyday Poems for Everyday, sponsored by Audio Journal. Our poem today is called Take a Poem, and it's by James Carter.
James Carter.
Why not take a poem wherever you go? Pop it in your pocket. Nobody will know. Take it to your classroom. Stick it on the wall. Tell them all about it. Read it in the hall. Take it to the bathroom. Tuck it up in bed. Take the time to learn it. Keep it in your head. Take it for a day trip. Take it on a train. Fold it as a hat when it starts to rain. Take it to a river. Fold it as a boat. Pop it in the water. Hope that it will float. Take it to a hilltop. Fold it as a plane. Throw it up skywards time and time again. Take it to a postbox. Send it anywhere. Out into the world with tender, loving care. You've been listening to Everyday Poems for Everyday, sponsored by Audio Journal, and read by me, Nikki Wichelow. Thanks for listening, and may your world be filled with poetic wonder.
Hello, listeners. Would you like to hear news from Holden, Paxton, Princeton, Rutland, and Sterling that you're not likely to hear on commercial television and radio? Tune in to Audio Journal every Friday at 7 a.m. and again at 9 a.m. Thank you for listening to Audio Journal.